My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. Hour number 2. If you missed any parts of hour number 1, well, I hope you'll tune in. And I do hope you'll go and see Sound of Freedom. Powerful film. Powerful film. And I talked quite a bit about that in the first hour and about the topic of it. And it really fits so well, I think, with what we're about to talk about, which is what they're trying to do to take away parental rights. And we are fighting this on every single level imaginable. from government to corporations to local school boards to probably your next door neighbor, quite frankly, who has been indoctrinated themselves and doesn't even know it. And fighting that good fight, I want to welcome my new friend, Lynn M. Taylor. She is Common Core Diva. And Lynn, welcome. It is, it's a joy to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. And you know what? Let me point out, parental rights, let's get one thing straight. They're God-given. No one can take them from us. Second of all, if we have government legislation that's saying, oh, we want to protect your parental rights, we need to be very, very careful, because anytime the government enumerates any right, they have the power to thus remove it. Now, what is going on at the U.S. Department of Education right now is not so much about a parental right as it is a parental consent. And that's a little different than a parental right, okay? The parental consent is saying for those with IDEA funding, that's Individuals with Disabilities for Education Act funding, the proposed change by the U.S. Department of Education is coming in and saying, well, we want to remove parental consent every time that child's insurance or that child's parents' insurance is used. Now, why would they do that, Pastor Greg?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe so that way they can control, you know, healthcare is one of the first things to control how you receive healthcare and what kind you get. It literally is to control the life.
Right. And this is coming through our schools. And the reason why it's coming through our schools is not just for those in the public school that it is serving. This is a setup for reaching out beyond the school doors, literally, into the community. So even if you've escaped the public school system, this is coming at your family. Now, in the proposed changes, it says, oh, we'll get parent consent the first time, before the first time. And then we'll think about doing it every year thereafter. But here's my concern. If they're going to remove it every time that funding is accessed, what's to say, oh, well, we don't need their consent at all?
Well, the question, yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that folks are maybe missing in understanding this, again, as you said, you think that, well, okay, I'm going to take my kid and I'm going to homeschool. This is one of the reasons why our mutual friend Alice Linehan has been so adamantly against the idea of school choice. Because,
well, and I'm right there with her,
yeah,
because it absolutely is a dog and pony show by both political parties.
And it's dollars. And it's about,
it is,
who,
it's about, yeah, control and domination and, yep, indoctrination. And so, yep, yes, Alice, I know Alice very well. And I just wanted to point out with,
please,
this particular proposal, it tells you here in the 40-page documents that whether you have disabilities, Pastor Greg, or you don't, you're now going to be leveled in the same healthcare system so that you get the same type of treatment. Now, here's the thing. God made us all individuals. He made some of us who are well-bodied. He made some of us who have special needs. Mm-hmm. We know that in the Old Testament, we have people who were lame. You know, we also know that the people in God's community took care of that person. Mm-hmm. We know in the New Testament there were people with afflictions and ailments, and God took care of them as well. It never said, oh, yeah, run down to your local school and go let your kid be treated by someone without your permission, without your consent. It never said that.
No. Well, not only that, but in all honesty, and I know from reading, you know, some of the things that I read about materials that you put out, this whole idea of a federal education system is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. It's ungodly. It is a strip away. But this goes back to, oh, we got to have, you know, two incomes, and the woman has to have a job and a career, and kids should be secondary, without realizing the importance of, mm-hmm, how you prepare those arrows.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. If we've been brought up culturally in a system that believes that, what are we going to be teaching? We're going to be teaching that which we know. We cannot correct a corrupt system. As bad as it is, we cannot correct it under the same ideology that we were raised with. Right. We have to be radical in fighting this because, you know, maybe I don't have a child with special needs, but I know plenty of people who do.
I do.
I know this proposed change will mean horrible things because, again, it's a foot in the door to taking over the family. Now, we already know that the U.S. Department of Education, through the Every Student Succeeds Act, shifted the funding for special needs from per pupil to whole school. Why would they do that? Because everybody needs some sort of behavior intervention. Everyone needs some sort of government outcome, and anytime we hear outcome, which is mentioned,
hold on. I want you to say that again because I cannot tell you how important what Lynn just said is to understanding what the education system has become. Probably what it was intended to be from the very beginning, if you really understand its history. But it's behavior modification. And think about this. I mean, Lynn, they say we don't want morals. We know you can't teach morals in school. You can't teach right and wrong. And yet, in their own documentation, they have stated, but this is about behavior. How do you do behavior modification if you're not putting in somebody's morals?
Absolutely. And that is the question, whose morals? And this is where outcomes is such a dangerous word, because anytime, especially in healthcare or education, and where the two have married due to the Every Student Succeeds Act, is that the government says, okay, well, Johnny and Susie need to have this particular outcome. And we're going to manipulate anything we can to make sure that our version of their life or outcome happens. Now, what happens, Pastor Greg, if you have someone like me who's a nonconformist and goes, no, I don't want the government outcome. I want to be free to do what God wired me to do, what I want to do. This is where the indoctrination has so taken over, not just our students, but our parents, our communities, because they're going, well, yes, we want Johnny and Susie to have a job. And yes, we want them to be able to do A, B, C, and D. But at what cost? Are you actually going to give up your freedom to do God's will in your life to go satisfy a government system that says you need to look like this, think like this, and act like this?
Well, and what I think a lot of us are, you know, I've been trying to get people to understand this, and I'm sure you've been doing it as well. And that is that this has been going on now for over 60 years.
Right.
So you've got, I'm 61 years old. You got to look back and say, look, anybody, And I had Greg Strauss was on my program just recently, and Greg is in his mid-40s, roughly. And he was like, look, if you're my age, even if you're 50 at this point, you have been indoctrinated. And unless you have pulled the blinders off or had someone put something in front of you to remove some of those blinders, You know, I mean, I look at, you know, we started like the Disney thing. My kids, we used to take our kids to Disney, my oldest kids.
Right.
Okay. My younger ones have been, I think, once in their lives, and they were little. We stopped going to Disney 20 something years ago because we were watching the indoctrination of what they were doing, their messaging about parents. Oh, parents are stupid. Parents are idiots. Dad doesn't know what he's doing. He's a bumbling fool, right? He shrunk the kids. Give me a break.
Right. It's absolutely insane. But, you know, one of the other things in this proposal is it starts putting a price tag on people's heads. And what I mean by that is the proposals supposedly are going to be such a benefit to mom and dad and the family. And oh, yes, it'll be such a benefit for the government because after all, we can streamline all this data. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you that your health records, your education records, all online for everyone to look at. Your data privacy is gone. It has been since FERPA was gutted by Obama. Trump kicked it down the road. So, you know, again, regardless of party, this agenda is in place. It's been in place over 100 years, actually, the progressive movement.
Right.
So any of us who were under 100 are going to have had this unless we woke up. But anyway, the point of it is that it's telling you, oh, we're going to save time. We're going to save taxpayer money. Oh, and by the way, more Medicaid money can go back to the family. Would you like to know how much, Pastor Greg?
Go ahead.
To benefit the system, under $15 per child, to the parents, $3.60.
Wow.
To All remove right. parental consent. And that's the only benefit you're going to get is $3.60.
So in essence, you're selling your child. I'm not accusing. We're informing you. Your child is being sold to the government without you even maybe really realizing it. And your parental right, your parental consent is being purchased for $3.60 per child. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, Lynn's going to rattle down on this and give you the really significant points you need to understand. And then who do you reach out to? What do we do? What action can we take? We'll have that in our final 6 minutes. We'll be back right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Lynn M. Taylor, CommonCoreDiva.com is the website, CommonCoreDiva.com. And Lynn, so let's we got about almost 6 minutes. Let me let you just kind of give us a bullet point list, if you'd be so kind, of the things that folks are missing, and who's putting these things out, and then how do we need to act? What do we need to do to try to change the direction?
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Pastor Rick. Yep. Okay. As far as the medical services that are connected to education that are up for grabs with a removal of parental consent would be any of your therapies like speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, vision, dental, mental health. And that's a big one because we're putting it into the school. We're not having you go to the psychiatrist or to the certified medical person. We're going to bring them into the school, which creates public-private partnerships, which creates contracts. And again, the data is up for grabs. So those are some of the services, okay? But here's the thing. The U.S. Department of Education, before this proposal came out, hosted some webinars where they're talking about taking community funding that your state gets and distributes through your state into your local levels, into your school boards, and tells you that we want to breed and blend full-service community schools. So I want you to think of it as a one-stop government center. You used to go and get academics, right? Now, when you walk in the door, you will have job skill placement down at the end of the hall. You'll have all kinds of healthcare services down the left end of the hall. Down the right end of the hall, you'll have all the child care and teen pregnancy and Planned Parenthood. You'll have all the behavior overreaches that the Department of Health and Human Services has now inserted into education. So this is what our schools are becoming turned into for the sake of the community. And the justification is through the Every Student Succeeds Act, where it said, well, you know, because we're shifting the Title I funding from per pupil need to whole school, we now can be recognized as a quasi-federally recognized health center. Thus, we can have all these medical treatments in our school. And, oh, yes, joy of joys, we can now reach all the people in your neighborhood. So they don't have to go across town. They can just come down to the school. They can get all their government needs. They can get their food. They can get their job. They can get their health care, everything but education.
And so, this also opens up, this is where you have the hormone, right? The hormone interventions, you have the Health and Human Services individual on campus providing mental health care to your child without your permission.
And this is what is so huge is, yes, you will have all kinds of these things, but let's look at the track record. This hasn't even really been put into place just yet. And I'll get back to that in a second. But look at the number of stories coming out about the schools who are doing things to the children that the parents had no clue was going on. But right. Yet we're gonna up the ante. Now, when I said I'd get back to it in a minute, what I meant was the U.S. Department of Education on the Federal Register has this proposal up for public comment until August the 1st. So you're thinking, okay, I will go, I will register my protest or my support. You know, I'll look at the documentation, I'll make up my own mind. And here comes the Department of Health and Human Services with an almost 200-page comprehensive report, Pastor Greg, that uses, I kid you not, almost verbatim the same language in the proposal. Now, here's my question, and here was a video that I did last week for my followers on Facebook, was why are we bothering having the U.S. Department come over here and say, oh, we want to hear from you, when the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over here is going, no, we're already putting it in place. We've already got everything right. worked out.
Right, right.
So here is from page 164. Here's how they're going to take your family if you're not already in the IDEA funding or the Medicaid funding.
We're in our final minute. Go for it, Lynn.
Okay. Informing families about wellness programs and how to access those programs. Scheduling and promoting activities which educate the families about the benefits that the government can give them. Conducting general health education programs or campaigns addressed to the general population. And that goes on from there.
All right. This is changes to...
Mm-hmm. Okay, the official document.
Yeah,
okay,
please.
The official document that you want to comment on is on the federalregister.gov. It's the Assistance to States for the Education of Children with Disabilities. That is the 40-page document. I urge you, read it. If you like me, you want to print it out, print it out. Go over it with a fine-tooth comb, because this is a dragon in a princess's outfit.
Okay, repeat that again. Assistance okay. to states.
Assistance to states uh-huh. for the education of children with disabilities. Okay. And the last thing I will tell you about this is to do, the justification to do all this, Pastor Greg, so that Johnny and Susie can learn better and have better academic achievement and graduate on time and go get a job.
And let's be clear. Disabilities is not necessarily what you think.
Exactly.
Because
they'll give you one.
I would say, thank you. They get to classify your child however they want, and anything counts in their world to make your child a child with disabilities that then falls under this act. You can reach out also to your members of Congress and your senator. Absolutely. 202-224-3121 is the switchboard number. 202-224-3121. And again, it is changes to the Assistance to States for the Education of Children with Disabilities, and we'll have that posted for you on the audio as well as on the video once we get that up. Lynn, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And you know what? All the articles are on my blog, commoncorediva.com. My last two articles, New Normal and Parents at What Cost, are the two articles you need to read to get access to all this information.
Outstanding. CommonCoreDiva.com, and we'll have links to that up as well. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Taya Shumake is going to be with us. We're going to talk about homeschooling. We're going to talk about how is it that they're parading naked adults in our children's school libraries. This is insanity. We'll be back right after this.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is, if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in and watching. You can always get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and watch us. We're on the TECN TV feed Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. As we have been doing this morning, we've been talking about what's happening in our schools with education. I talked quite a bit. I went and saw the film Sounds of Freedom yesterday evening with my wife and our youngest son, and just came out of that movie mad, really, more than anything else, I think, and that's... I've been talking about this for years, but the thing that strikes me is when you have these large media outlets that want to tell you that, oh no, it's still all conspiracy, it's not happening. It is happening. And one of the things they want to tell us isn't happening is all of the pornographic material and all of the behavior that is happening in our public schools, and they want to pretend it's not. They want to tell you it's not. They're lying, and we've got the video evidence to prove it. My next guest, Taya Shumake, is here to talk with us about how just absolutely horrific it is, and I'm very pleased to welcome her to the program. Taya, thank you for being with me this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I know homeschool we talk about as being, you know, a solution, and I believe very much in homeschooling, But we can't let what they're doing to children in the public school stand. We can't just grab our marbles, go home, and pretend like we don't know that it's taking place.
100%. It's certainly part of the solution, whether it's temporary or long term. And I agree with you. We can't pick up our toys and leave the sandbox, because I think they've made it clear they're coming for our children. They don't hide it anymore. They're very clear about it. And, you know, as a believer, and I got to tell you, with fear and trembling, do I consider what's being done? God has destroyed civilizations over child sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It is it's a scary proposition to leave a situation where there is a group of people just handing them over the fire. And I agree, there needs to be a lot more that happens in order to thwart this agenda. I do believe it's in the minority. They're given the largest voice, but certainly we can do more.
Well, I think that there's a minority of people, so to speak, that if they really, you know, got this, if they could figure it out. And I think that's why you had the Department of Justice, right, and the Department of Education starting to suggest that parents are domestic terrorists, because parents were starting to wake up, and they're showing up at school board meetings and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. No, you can't put this kind of garbage in my kids. When an 11-year-old boy is standing in front of the school board reading out of one of the books that he got out of his library describing explicit sex acts, somebody should be uncomfortable with that.
And I think the school board was uncomfortable. And there was also a father that read from one of those books in front of the school board, and they shut him down because of the explicit nature of the language. And his point was spot on. Why are you uncomfortable? This is going on in our classrooms. So either they've lost control, and I think that's why parents are running for school boards, or they're part, you know, either or fallacies exist for a reason. Not everything is an either or fallacy, but I think in this instance, either you are ignorant or complicit in the agenda. And they both work toward the same end. And I think calling people out on this delusion, on this depravity, I think is necessary to turn it around, or to at least stop the process or the progress.
What do you think are the key things that they are putting into our kids' minds in the public school system that is the grooming side of this that we talk about and that we hear about?
That's a great question. I could, at the 30,000 foot view, so I've been involved in education policy for quite some time, and every federal encroachment into local classrooms, which it should never be, but state legislatures just roll over for federal dollars, not realizing that those dollars don't go to the classrooms. They go to compliance to create this more of a bureaucracy. And so all of this just snowballs. And at the 30,000 foot view, and you can see this, it's pervasive, whether it's education, whether it's the military, regardless of what situation we're looking at any given moment. Break down identity, turn minds to mush, and radicalize for movement, right? For activism. And yeah, you can look no further than the summer of 2020 to see the effects of Race to the Top, and that is the federal cage in which Common Core flew, and the surreptitious data mining, to see that is a mission accomplished, at least in K-12. And the critical theory, social-emotional learning, mm-hmm. the LGBTQ+ agenda, that was all over the fine and not so fine print of Race to the Top. And so it was not a stretch for those of us who were involved and read that fine print what went on.
You know, when I've brought this kind of stuff up, even to state legislators, the first response that I get often is, well, those are just social issues. You're just concerned about, you know, social religious issues. In a very dismissive manner, I might add. why do you, I mean, I know why I believe that they're so critically important, but as someone who's been following and paying close attention to education policy, why are they maybe more than social issues? Are they more than social issues? I guess let me start with that question.
Well, I think any culture evolves into the economic, evolves into the political ideology. I don't think you can separate them. I think it's an aggregate of the mores of any given era. And so if you are, I can't remember, I think it was Neil Bortz who said, look, Catholic schools want to raise good Catholics. Christian schools want to raise Christians. State schools want to raise statists. And you don't have to go back too far. And they've not been all that secretive about it
right.
lately, at least in the past 2 decades. You can look at Arne Duncan's speech in front of UNESCO, his education speech. It's all over the place. It's socialism. It's activism. This radical agenda that is just there to produce bots, mind-numb robots for whatever economy they say is needed or necessary at the moment.
When let me throw this question to you, Taya, if I may. You know, we talk about this battle that we are in, those of us fighting in the Patriot movement, as a fight for the soul of America. Would you say that the soul issue is beginning, I don't know, in kindergarten, preschool?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I gave you like a one word yes. how do you see that playing out? What are they doing that is stealing souls?
Oh my goodness. Well, again, if you look at that 30,000 foot view agenda, when you break down somebody's identity, and it can be passive, it can be overt, and you confuse them to what reality is, right? Look at George Orwell in Room 101, was it, with Winston and his programmers, 2 + 2 = 5, if I say it does.
Yeah.
You know, children yeah. aren't stupid. They know when they are in a situation where things are not right. You can see it on these parades with these men twerking in front of these children, and you look at their faces and they know that something isn't right, Pastor, and yet their parents brought them there.
Right.
That will destabilize
Disgusting.
You.
Yeah.
That will rock your world. And yeah. any psychologist or psychiatrist worth their weight will tell you childhood trauma, it walks with you the rest of your life.
And the destruction of conscience, the destruction of innocence, and break and crushing that, and that gives them then the ability to insert what they want that person to believe. I mean, this is I'm trying to think of, well, it's like a brainwashing, but there's another area that I'm sorry, folks, I'm having difficulty thinking of the, but it's programming, it's conditioning, it's
control.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It is absolutely mind control, and you know, irrespective of what you think about, you know, the ideas of Ultra K and all of that, at the end of the day, they don't even need drugs here, folks. Understand, they don't need, these are fragile, innocent minds, and through the eyes and through the ears, the way that they are presenting, it's a shock and awe, and they are shocking these little kids' systems.
And they are presenting, again, I feel like we speak anymore in logical fallacies, but they're presenting them with either ors constantly, or straw men or sweeping generalizations. If you do not accept that your 5-year-old classmate is a dog and can lay in front of the teacher's desks, or a cat and use the litter box that has been placed in the lavatory, then you are mean. because we have allowed, and I can't believe this happened on our watch, but we've allowed disagreement to equal hate. And that is not true. There are people that see slippery slopes coming, and there are people who don't. But people who say, wait a minute, this might go down a bad road, you're automatically canceled or labeled hate or domestic terrorist or whatever, then we've also allowed adversity, especially adversity that is not within your control, to equal perpetual victimhood. And, you know, without a society that is stable and grounded, especially in the faith and objective reality and truth, that will destroy a civilization. And, it, you know, we've just, I feel like we've handed them over to the, of the fire.
Well, you're talking about, you know, this has been that battle about emotional learning, you know, and that was a big part of the whole Common Core. You know, everybody got focused on Common Core, which was important. I fought that fight as well. The skeleton, so to speak. And that was the thing that I think a lot of people missed was a skeleton that allowed you then to hang whatever you wanted on it. And they got it in. It's there. It is there. No matter what anybody says, it's there. But more significantly, it introduced and solidified the idea of emotional learning. And I used to say to people, you know, it's like, you know, if Johnny thinks that, you know, raping Susie is what he needs to do or is okay with him, then the teacher's response to that is to basically, okay, Johnny, that was fine. That's okay. Susie, you think you didn't like it, but you really did, and it's okay. And it's funny, in a way, the irony of it is the whole Me Too thing now that we've run into, right? So that whole idea now would be like, oh my God, no, Susie's a victim, and you know, if Johnny even looks at her in a funny way, it's you know, some kind of offense has taken place. But the idea is that everything is predicated on how do you feel about it, and it doesn't matter how it impacts anybody else in the room. If you feel good about it, it's good for you.
Correct. And, you know, at the end of the day, postmodernism or relativism implodes, right? There were people, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, you know what, feminists getting in bed, metaphorically, with the trans, with the trans movement, that's not going to work out.
Yeah.
And now we see that coming to pass. It's going to implode because now, Pastor, if we've learned anything over the last year with the advent of men competing with women in their sports and taking scholarships and all of the other things that are happening, it's the end of the message is, well, guess what? Even anybody can be a woman, but even men are better at being women than women, obviously, because they're taking all the records. They're, you know, they're killing them in their times and yeah, whatever. And so it ultimately implodes.
But Taya, there's not supposed to be any difference between men and women, remember? Yeah, so, well, you know, no, it's crazy. You said something early in our conversation that I want to come back to you just for a second. And it's something that I've been trying to you know, kind of hammer home. And there's a book out called Common Sense that talks a lot about this. But it's the idea you mentioned about rights and where those come from. And it was the conflict that existed between John Locke's philosophy and that of many of our founders. And you know, the freedom movement grabbed onto the whole John Locke idea and missed a critical element of that piece. Locke's idea was here's two hands. One is the hand of God, one is the hand of man, holding rights and handing them to you. Our founders rejected that in total and said, no, endowed means endowed. Endowed means it's who you are. It's in you. God didn't hand, God's not holding them out saying, hey, take these. God's saying, no, I dropped life into you. I dropped liberty into you. John 10:10, I've given you abundant life, okay? These are a lot, everything you need for life and godliness. These are in us, which is why our founders were saying, no, you don't understand. When I made my Declaration of Independence, I already signed my death warrant. And everybody kind of goes, whoa. No, because the king was saying, I'm going to take those things. I'm going to rip those things out of you.
Right. And correct. So it's in our DNA. That's how we were created. By sheer virtue of our humanity, do we enjoy these rights? And I think what you're seeing is a group of people who, look, trainees have been around since T-Rex and I went to college, okay? We would see them, we'd pass, they went their way, we'd go our way. No one was fighting, no one, there were no issues, except if they engaged in behavior that, you know, that was violent or whatever. But it's not rights that they want. They have always enjoyed those rights. They don't want rights. They want dominion. Mm-hmm. And now they've turned their gaze to our children. And I really do think that's jumping the shark. Well, because are people that aren't going to let that happen.
Well, that's the Overhauling of Straight America document, if you've ever read that document before. But it's their Bible. It's their playbook. And it lays out very clearly. And it talks about not just the trans, but it talks about the pedophilia issue. It talks about NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. All of this has been a part of the agenda. The whole issue has been, and there's I'm forgetting his name right now, but I play this for folks all the time. It's from Selma to Stonewall, and it talks about, you know, what was Stonewall? Well, Stonewall was all about sex. That's all it was about. And that's all this has ever been about, is I want to have sex. And like you said, yes, this has been around. It's God talks about it in Romans. It's been around for a very long time. It's nothing brand new. But I've been saying and have said for years, the issue is that as soon as they legalize it, as soon as they get it legal, now they're gonna attack your children. And Barna's research is clear. From 3% to nearly 40% in a span of less than 10 years.
Yes, they took their gaze off mature America and toward it, glanced at those who are not developmentally ready or mature enough to deal with it, hence this increase in percentage. And yeah. You know, I don't know what to what every end. I know evil is evil, and I am not. And maybe I need to rethink this as a believer. I'm pretty. Look, you do you. If you want to slap on a dress and call yourself Sally, have at it, Max Klinger. But understand that Max Klinger was not going for diversity, inclusion, and equity. He was going for a Section 8. So yeah. There is my responsibility. And Max Klinger was not performing in a thong in front of children barely right. old enough to sit up.
Yep.
And yep. So what is my responsibility there? I mean, I don't, number one, it is to protect my children or my grandbabies or whatever, or whomever. And, but maybe we need to rethink that because I don't think the compassionate thing is enabling the delusion.
No, liberty without morality is anarchy. Liberty without morality is anarchy. As a believer, we're not to condone that behavior. And this becomes the problem. You know, it's just like if you've got somebody in your family that is an addict, you don't put the drugs on the kitchen table at dinner time and make it available to them.
And you don't celebrate it. That's
absolutely not
what they want. I feel like they don't just want permission. They want to celebrate it and to make it normal and pervasive throughout
society. They want you to embrace it, and they want you to teach it to your kids.
And isn't it ironic that they want me to embrace who they think they are, but not who they really are, and they reject who they really are?
And let me say this as from a, because I understand, and I think, you know, the problem, of course, there's a lot of issues in the church relative to doctrine and what they're taught and how they come out of seminary these days and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, what is compassion? Compassion is the message of the cross. And the message of the cross is you're a sinner and you're engaged in sin. And Jesus Christ laid down his life to set you free. And I forget her last name is Perry Hill, a female evangelist that talks about this. But she's like, look, God gets to decide what's moral and what's right. Because he's God. He doesn't need any other reasoning. He doesn't need any other justification. God is God. And he wrote these things out for a reason. And from a pragmatic perspective, no culture can survive when it embraces the perverted, deviant immorality that's being thrust on our culture today. None. None survive. Look back in history. There have been others that have done this, that have gone down this road, and they have all failed horrifically.
And that's why when I consider the state of affairs, it's with fear and trembling. Because when you look back through that history, again, civilizations have been destroyed. And that's not to mitigate my sin or your sin or anybody else's sin, right?
Right.
Pastor, let me tell you, I bow to one man. It's Jesus Christ, because he put himself on the cross for me when I most assuredly would have been in the crowd screaming for Barabbas. I know that about myself.
Sure.
So sure. I have no problem sharing that with people. I have no problem living by his standards, not mine. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not anybody else's. And unfortunately, in the last decade or so, certainly not a lot of the churches. I don't understand what's going on in the body. But when we talk about a great reset, it's got to happen in the church, too. But I Amen. Mean, in a positive way.
Well, absolutely. And we've got to preach the full message of the gospel. So we talk about the sin, but we got to talk about the solution. Jesus Christ literally broke the power of sin. You can have freedom. Michael Fernandez was a transgender, and he is now living out his life as a man, and he is preaching powerfully about how God changed his life. And there are many stories. Janet Boynes talks about this. Robert Oscar Lopez talks about that. I mean, there are a number of George Carniel and his book From Queer to Christ. I mean, God transforms us. All of us, and not just from that, but from all that we have dealt, whatever your issue, Jesus Christ won for you. Taya Schumach, thank you. Everything's Political. I got that. How do folks find you? Really quick. Final 30.
Everythingspolitical.substack.com, and you can find us at homeschoolreadyornot.com. If you are considering the lifestyle, you want to know how to get started busting those myths, check us out at homeschoolreadyornot.com.
Homeschoolreadyornot.com. And you can just put in Taya, T-H-E-A, Taya Schumach, Everything's Political, and you'll find her, and you'll find her podcast as well. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
You as well, Pastor. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. Hour number 3 coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Stay tuned for more.